This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2265. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 17th, Austria and AWR, Australia, Brazil, Canada, Chile, China, Colombia, Finland, Germany, Guam, Indonesia, International Scouting, Israel, Korea South, Malaysia, Nauru, North America, Russia, Solomon Islands, Sri Lanka, Taiwan, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. The B-24 shortwave season begins on Sunday, October 27th. I'll be referring to this as we go through the program. That's when shortwave stations make many time and frequency changes for the different season. Joe Jacob reminds us that HFCC put up their tentative schedule for B-24 2 weeks before. You may find it on their website, hfcc.org. One of the major changes, as we've mentioned before, is that Adventist World Radio has decided to stop all its shortwave programming via a number of different sites except for the station it owns, KSDA, in Guam. Time is running out to hear and or QSL some of these transmissions. Walt Somenev says there are literally 100 frequencies and times to check during a 24-hour period before the end of A24 on October 26th. Not only at HFCC, but on AWR's own website, there is a full schedule of their shortwave broadcasts, which you may want to consult. As Tanino Marabello in Italy points out, it is awr.org/listen/radio-schedule. Meanwhile, they got an EQSL for a transmission via Now in Germany on 9610. Send those to qsl@awr.org. Kai Ludwig wrote an extensive article about this in German for RBB. Here's part of what he said in translation. One of the major international mission broadcasters is facing a turning point. Apparently decided at short notice, not communicated initially, only made known through an immediate consequence. With the exception of Guam, AWR is ending its use of shortwave in one fell swoop. The date is the end of the current 2024 summer season, October 26th. Technical plans already existed for the subsequent winter period, which makes the short-term nature of the decision obvious. Nothing is known about the background to this abrupt action. He says it was probably only made possible by the withdrawal of Adrian Peterson, who had played a key role in shaping AWR. We're dealing with this not only because of the letter A at the beginning of the alphabet, but also because Austria is one of the sites that is losing AWR business, as we've reported before. Also, as we mentioned before, Ron Howard had an injury and is having to stay home. And he says, being housebound has forced me to begin using remote receivers. In the past, I was never interested in this form of shortwave listening, but now I find it as an excellent way to enjoy content. With remotes, one has the opportunity to hear very readable programming. A true marvel to decently hear several low-powered Australian shortwave stations, for example, that at my California beach location, I could only rarely catch with very faint audio. So it looks like we'll no longer have much chance to say, upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard. As for those Australians, 4835, Shortwave Australia, heard October 12th at 1538 to 1605 via New South Wales remote, with a DJ playing older pop songs, talking about singers and songwriters. Also, Radio 567 on 4970, October 12th at 1532 to 1536, just before then, via the same remote, with Harry Belafonte, for example, and on October 13th at 1949. With some Dean Martin and Ideas Radio 567. Via remote in Brasilia, Ron Howard also reports, October 14th at 0205 UT, two new Brazilians on 6200 and 6205. 6205 was heard after 0220 with them, all-American country and western songs. Via IRCA, we're sorry to learn that Dan Siss has passed away at age 72. That's S-Y-S, as in RadioWest.ca. Sean Axelrod says, my longtime friend for 55 years and radio historian, Dan Siss passed away after a long battle with cancer. He had been a Radio West contributor since day one. To being on top of anything radio, Dan was also an avid collector of radio station promo material for almost 60 years. 10 meters has been wide open lately. It seems that usually there is such a peak in October, whatever the other conditions may be. I often tune around 22 UT, when it's often chock full of beacons, and phone hams mostly below 28.5, sometimes from down under or Japan, but especially from South America. On two occasions, I heard CA3VAK in Santiago, Chile, on 28.468 USB one day, and 4 kHz higher 4 days later. I also spent some time band scanning above 30 MHz for broadcast harmonics from the 5, 6, or 15 MHz bands, as well as below 30 for 9 MHz harmonics times 3, especially above 28.5, which is still mostly vacant of hams, but nothing heard so far. Even if propagation be possible, there are so few fundamentals anymore from Latin America. I urge others to be alert for any such breakthroughs. Ron Howard's been listening to Beibu Bay Radio China via remote in Australia on 5050 and 9820, October 12th at 15:13, with an English segment, One Word, One World. There's also bilingual highway signage to help promote tourism. Besides Chinese and English, some signage includes other languages, depending on the nationality of tourists. And he also heard it on October 15th at 11:45 via the remote in Vietnam. Earlier in 2023 and until September 26th of last year, on 10125 CW, I was hearing HK3QQ in Bogota, Colombia, that very strange station, sending letters in the order you find them on a keyboard, with some errors and additional Spanish letters, over and over, such as September 26th at 0607, 2023. But now I've finally heard it again, after checking almost every night, before and after 06 UT on October 13th. Errors and omissions. It starts out with QWETYUIOX, omitting the R and X instead of P. In USB on the same frequency, 10125, one may also hear, sometimes at the same time, some Australian hams in phone. WWV is not the only station on exactly 25 MHz. Reports in ADX from Patrick Robich on the 6th of October at 1723. Not only WWV, but another signal from Finland known as MIKES. Mauno Ritola in Finland replies, they have been transmitting all the time, but very low power, 1 watt or less. They are moving the transmitter and antenna to another building and will use 100 watts. Unfortunately, this has been postponed many times, hopefully next year. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports on 6085 Radio Mi Amigo via the Karl Kreckel site in Germany, October 15th, signing on at 0658, pop songs in English, time signal at 07, and ID is Radio Mi Amigo International. Not sure if this is a regularly scheduled broadcast. Looking through B24HFCC info, Stephen Luce in Houston says, Adventist World Radio is completely missing from the registrations. Joe's Jacob and AWR Monitor in India says, it'll be broadcasting only from KSDA Guam, listed under SDA in the USA. The Italian DX program on Sundays is also missing, and about 34 languages from 7 relay stations are dropped. Now that he's listening via remotes, Ron Howard is hearing Indonesia much better, such as Voice of Indonesia Channel 1 on 4755. In fact, there is a remote not far away in Bandung. The English hour at 1300. Parallel to 3325, but with a weaker signal and noticeably distorted audio. He says he's hearing 4755 daily with fairly good reception. Also, the only remaining regional shortwave station, which he used to hear quite well direct, RRI Nabiri, Program 1 on 7289.93. On October 16th, he was listening via remote in Brisbane, Australia, after 0815. Mostly non-stop political speeches. There's an election coming up on November 27th. Via AER, we are notified that the World Scout Jamboree on the Air occurs October 18th to 20th, but now it's combined with Jamboree on the Internet. Lots of luck on finding any specific info about ham radio operations at their website, www.jotajoti.info. Richard Langley in New Brunswick says, I've been automatically recording the one-hour English program on Khan Rekha, Israel, at 17 UT via web stream. On October 12th, I played back the recorded broadcast, but there was hardly any audio. No, it was not a problem, but this was because of Yom Kippur. There was a blip of audio toward the end of the broadcast, an automated rocket alert for Kiryat Shmona, a city in the northern district of Israel. I knew that some stations don't broadcast during Yom Kippur. I guess they stay on the air broadcasting just a carrier, and the internet streams continue with dead air except for any emergency announcements. Via remote in Japan, Ron Howard reports on 7340 National Unity Radio. From Taiwan, but it's originating in South Korea, at 1240 UT, Thursday, October 17th, with 1 minute in English. The quotation this time, with light jamming from North Korea, was from Genghis Khan. One arrow alone can be easily broken, but many arrows are indestructible. Via a remote in the Philippines, Ron Howard reports Malaysia, the only shortwave currently active, YFM, WAI, on 11665. At 1101 UT, Sunday, October 13th, with a weekly Catholic church service in vernacular. Thanks to a tip from Gary Pence, KM5X in Dallas, I heard a German de-expedition on Nauru Island, 21275 USB at the rather late hour of 0619 UT, October 11th. The call sign is C21MM. They were making quick contacts, of course. More about it at the website c21mm.mydx.de. Filed under North America because it may be in Mexico instead of USA, the pirate Hikari FM is reported almost every day at a wide variety of times, day and night, by Rick Martin in Arizona, nominal 11530. Actually, we measure it 11529.9. There are announcements in Japanese and English with a variety of music, such as mysterious electronic music. I was logging it October 11th at 0322 and October 15th at 2219. Sometimes it's just barely audible carrier, but on occasion some audio. Ron Howard was also hearing it October 11th at 11529.93 at 0155. But October 13th at 0410, there was something on the former Hikari frequency 11515, nonstop Middle Eastern music. IGH suspected it was Dengagel and or the Turkish jammer. Ron asked the operator of Hikari FM about this and got a reply. He says, I moved to 11530. You can get a signal all during the day in California until about 03 UT. My antenna works better, and it is further away from other stations. And Walt Salmon of NBC says, heard at 0323 UT October 16th, perhaps the strongest yet I've heard them on this channel. Mostly low-level music, but some talk. Measured on exactly 11529.907. About Russia, from Rusty X, since October 10th, Radio Maria has returned to medium wave in St. Petersburg, 1053 kHz with 10 kilowatts. And as for free broadcasting on shortwave, for several weeks, a station identifying as International Radio Activity in translation has been on 5055 in Russian. The power is low. The station is shaking. If you look at remote receivers, a possible location is the European part of Russia, in the northwest, or the nearest neighboring countries. The musical repertoire, rock, techno, conceptual albums. Fragments of a program, Exotica, were heard, which is broadcast on Radio Russia. The ID is read on the air by a robotic voice in English and Russian. And whoever monitored this urged them to move up or down 5 kHz away from the dirty frequency of 5055. And another one is heard in the evenings in Russian. It's Radio Europe on 5835. The Media Magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio 2265. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Digital support may be sent via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. or via money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. Another of Ron Howard's favorites, now hearing via remotes, is Voice of the Nation, SIBC, Solomon Islands on 5020. Listening via remote in New Zealand, October 13th, Sunday, at 0824 with mostly Christian songs. 0832 flight departure info, 842 commercials, 844 PSA in Pigeon, about keeping up to date with weather conditions. At 0902 a weekly program in English, Money Matters. At 920 ads for a mountain lodge. Also October 16th at 0744 via the New Zealand remote, fairly readable, a very nice change, he says, from my former receptions at the beach, and with no Cuba RM to contend with from 5025. About AWR, Stephen Luce says, an article by Kai Ludwig raises the point that a number of transmitter operators have lost a lot of bookings recently. It does not look good for the SLBC Trincomalee site, and I'm wondering about the future viability of MGLOB Madagascar. Joe's Jacob, AWR official monitor in Hyderabad, India, says, AWR Trincomalee is off the air from around the 25th of September due to technical issues. Even SLBC transmissions on 11905 and 11750 are off since then. Stephen Luce wonders what the technical issues are at Trincomalee. The transmitters appear to be originals from the mid-1980s, along with an additional unit installed in the late 1990s. Is end-of-service life coming into play? Guy Ludwig replies, the shortwave side was already since last year down to a single operational transmitter. I would be surprised if any further repairs will be made with all other external customers being gone for years. And what about medium-wave 1548 kHz in Trincomalee? Joe's Jacob says, that has been off the air for several years. Earlier, besides Deutsche Welle, I heard AWR, BBC, FIBA, and Brother Stair using that. About Fuxin Broadcasting Station, Taiwan, Christoph Rotzer, Austria, in ADX says heard on 15375.013, October 8th at 1200. The 12 to 13 UTR may include something in English. However, the latest WRTH update shows the official schedule is from 05 until 09 UT with 10 kilowatts each on 9410, 9774, and 15375. Tony Pavick in British Columbia says BBC World Service is troubled on 9410. Over the past several days, the normally very reliable transmission via Philippines is plagued with teletype on about 9412.8. Flipping to LSB helps a bit, such as at 1129 UT, October 16th. Now some discussion about BBC scheduling in B24. Yogi Miao in Hong Kong says, I can see them, they'll be doing DRM for Asia from 04 to 12 UT on 21630. Unbelievable. Stephen Lewis in Houston replies, that may be mostly wooden. We'll have to wait for the update on frequencies once the B24 gets underway. DRM for Europe and East Africa is at 06 to 07 and more DRM to Asia at 14 to 16. BBC is adding another time block for East Africa, 7445 via Oman at 15 to 1830. Morning transmissions for Africa, all between 05 and 07. The 04 hour from Madagascar is gone. Too bad. It provided best reception in North America. Evenings to West Africa remain at 17 to 19, while East Africa remains at 15 to 17 UT. The weekend sports blocks move 1 hour later. Beams to South and Southeast Asia also remain in their current time slots. Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight says, the UK is struggling to counter a rise in pure propaganda from countries like Russia and China because of cuts to the World Service. The BBC's Director General has warned. Tim Davie called for more funding for its global services, a decade after the government stopped paying for most of the World Service. Last year, BBC ended Arabic, Persian, and Hindi, among others, as part of a plan to save 28.5 megapounds a year. Russia and China are filling the gaps by spending between 6 and 8 gigapounds on expanding their global media activities, including countries like Lebanon. This was from an interview on BBC Radio 4. But Mike Cooper retrieved the full text of Mr. Davies' speech. You may find it at the Media Center section of the bbc.co.uk It's titled News, The Pursuit of Truth and Global Democratic Resilience. He says when it comes to media freedom, all the warning lights are flashing. Journalism is either completely or partially blocked in around 75% of the world and growing. Only 20% of people now live in what are considered to be truly free countries, a proportion that halved in a decade. More and more we're seeing reporters evacuated or expelled. BBC World Service alone now has more than 300 journalists working in exile. You cannot even live safely or freely in your own country, simply because you want to report the truth. What we are facing is an all-out assault on truth worldwide, and with it, security, stability, and democracy. I think the case is strong for the UK government to look again at taking back responsibility for funding the BBC World Service, as it did for the first 80 years of its life. Tony Pavick in BC says the only real way the BBC can counter Chinese and Russia propaganda is via a full-force return to the simplicity of shortwave radio, not only in English, but in Arabic, Persian, Chinese, Russian, and Ukrainian, to name a few. Stephen Luce replies, it should be pointed out that Russia has not used shortwave for international media in the past decade. And is there any hard data on how many people are actually listening to China on shortwave? Robert in Scotland says, it's sad to say that in the case of Africa, the BBC are correct and that the future is podcasting or breaking news from social media. Unlike FM, mobile phone masts are everywhere, even in the smallest village, and data is becoming cheaper to use. Yeah, but wait, there's more about the BBC domestically, via Mike Cooper. The Telegraph says BBC News is to cut 155 jobs to balance the books. This was in the October 15th Telegraph, hoping to save 24 megapounds, according to an internal memo. Also via Mike Cooper, the Daily Echo says that the program Hard Talk, an in-depth interview show, is being canceled. And more details about the impending news cuts are in radiotoday.co.uk. John Filiozzi says, in the last few editions of Podding Along, I've highlighted a number of programs on BBC Radio 4. The reason is that it has earned a reputation as the world's best radio station. It simply is. The breadth and depth of its programming is unparalleled anywhere. It's radio that challenges your intelligence, not insults it. The fear here is that repeated cuts to the BBC by an increasingly myopic British government and at the behest of much less heralded commercial broadcasters may mean that it will not survive much longer. That will be a tragedy for radio generally, and for you and me specifically. One more BBC item via Mike Terry. Legendary broadcaster Johnny Walker has announced that he is stepping down from presenting his two Radio 2 and BBC Sound shows, Sounds of the 70s and The Rock Show. In local time, Johnny's last episode of The Rock Show will air on Friday, 25 October at 11 p.m., and final episode of Sounds of the 70s on Sunday, 27 October, at 3 to 5 p.m. Our clocks may be keeping better time now. Andy Reid forwards news from the NIST website. That is of October 10th at 23 UT. WWVB on 60 kHz is again operating at full power from Fort Collins, Colorado. For USAGM and B24, Stephen Luce in Texas says, the only non-Radio Marti transmission from Greenville are Portuguese to Africa at 17 to 18 on 17655 and French to Africa at 19 to 20 on 17700. No English from Greenville. You may have noticed that WRMI had to go off the air during Hurricane Milton. Some of the frequencies came back as soon as possible, but some did not, such as 7570, 5850, and 17790. But Jeff and company managed to get the scheduling mostly back to normal again in a few days. Alan Holder notes for B24, WMLK, Pennsylvania plans to use frequencies and times more suited to propagation toward Europe and the Middle East than before. Sunday through Friday only, never on Sabbath days. 12 to 17 on 15150, 1730 to 2230 on 17525, and 23 to 04 UT on 9275. Each 300 kilowatts at 53 degrees. Late into the nights, but not every night, I've noticed a big signal with country music on 660 and frequent IDs as KTNN, Window Rock, Arizona. That's the Navajo Nation station. Obviously on non-directional day facilities instead of protecting New York. Give it a try if you're eastward from Arizona. Terry Kruger in Florida was hearing it October 16th at 0840. On October 11th, a hot air balloon from the Albuquerque Fiesta knocked down one of the two radio towers at KKOB 770. Same thing happened exactly 20 years ago. This means that they are no longer directional at night, but they are apparently on the air non-directionally with lowered power, maybe 12.5 kilowatts, as usually happens in such cases. You may also try for them eastward from New Mexico. Terry Kruger was also hearing that in Florida October 14th at 11:05. Rob Keeney in West Union, South Carolina was especially happy to DXKKOB October 14th at 11:28. From RadioInsight.com via IRCA, Lance Venner reports on October 7th that digital HDAM 1230 WFAS White Plains, New York of Cumulus Media has surrendered its license. It was the last property remaining from Cumulus New York area holdings. They were all sold off between 2018 and 2022. This 1 kilowatt station became one of the handful of AMs operating an all-digital mode in April 2021. The programming lineup was solely Westwood One syndicated conservative talk and sports. Greg Hardison in California replies, "Perhaps if WFAS had focused on serving its local community, instead of parroting endless, useless, far-right-wing BS in full abject worship of FT and the glory of fascism, they might have worked up a viable business model, instead of flushing a nearly 100-year-old broadcast signal down the tubes." Radio Vanuatu was reliably on 9960 for a while. Ron Howard, monitoring via remotes, was hearing them on 3945 on October 14th. But on October 15th, not on that frequency or any other. And still missing as of October 16th. Another to check in case they resume there is 7260. Ron Howard reports on 9670, Vietnam Democracy Radio, transmitted via Taiwan, heard via remote in Japan, October 17th, starting at 1229 UT with some Vietnamese siren jamming, and signing on with ID at 1230. Contact address in San Jose, California. Ricky Long forwards news from NASA that the sun has now reached its solar maximum period, which could continue for the next year. The propagation outlook from SWPC issued October 14th. ANKNS is peaking at 25 and 5 October 16th, 15 and 4 on the 22nd, 12 and 4 October 26th, 10 and 3 November 9th, otherwise mostly 5 and 2. Solar flux rising from 200 October 16th to a peak of 260 October 30th, and down to 210 by November 9th. Remember to check our website for much more info, worldofradio.com, with many thanks to all our contributors and stations. Hoping you'll hear me again next week, Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2265 with a standard disclaimer.